Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Okay, and we're live. Guys, can I just say I'm so much happier with my intro music now. My intro music used to be so lame.
What was it before?
It was just like made
on a xylophone or
it
something.
It was just not cool. It was like kind of like weird. Now it's like at least a little cool.
Nice.
It's still not super cool, but it's cool enough.
But you have a lot of friends in the musical world. I feel like you could be like, hey guys, I need like a quick little podcast intro.
I know. You know what? My husband was like, I'll let you use one of my songs for your intro. And I was like, great. But then it's kind of like this big pain in the ass because you have to go through like the publishing company and
be like, hey, we grant this permission and blah, blah, blah.
It was just like,
and now he's like asking for like royalties. You're like, babe, what?
He's like, I want royalties on all your podcasts.
I'm like, I make
$3 on my podcast. So what do you want, 50 cents?
Yeah, I want $2.97 of it. Okay.
That's great.
That leaves me 3 cents, but sure.
Guys, my funny guest today is the Trevor Wallace.
Hey, thank you so much
for having
me.
You're on Instagram just as Trevor Wallace.
Yeah, I locked that down. Funny story, I bought my Instagram handle off an eighth grader.
Oh my god, what did he charge you, like Pez? Like, it's gonna cost you 17 Skittles.
But that's a hot commodity, because then you gotta ship out 17 Skittles and everybody's like, oh, he's selling drugs.
He's
for
like
sure.
Only the red ones. I'm dead.
That would be, yeah, he should have. But like, I had like 20,000 followers at the time. This was like a couple years ago, and I was like, I gotta buy this now.
Yeah.
Because if I like blow up, then he's just gonna be like, oh, I could just charge you like thousands. And then I was just like, $50. He's like, okay. And then he's like, I'll get my mom's PayPal account when I get home from school. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then I PayPal'd some dude's mom $50 for my Instagram handle. Full name.
Well, at least it was $50 and not like $5,000.
Oh, I was so stoked. I just shot out 50 and I probably could have been like 10. I just said 50 and he's like, yeah, sure. I was like, all right.
He's like, I'm rich, bitch. He like goes to school. He's like, I'm fucking rolling in it. All his friends are like, whoa, where'd you get $50?
That's what I'm saying. $50 to an eighth grader, like you might as well just hit the lottery.
Was that his name, Trevor Wallace?
Yeah.
And then he just gave it to you.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I was like, thank you. I have no idea what that guy's doing now, but like, he's probably like, God damn it.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I could have charged this guy so much more.
I could have gotten like 75 at least, you know?
I could have gotten at least like 65. Well, yeah, why not undersell myself? Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm glad I did that. Yeah.
I'm glad you did too. You know, there's a lot of celebrity friends of mine that got famous and wanted to buy their Instagram handles, and people were trying to charge them like 10 grand.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm not even kidding.
If my name was Will Smith, I'd be like, my whole life has been trauma just because everybody's like, you're not the real Will Smith. Well, I have the Instagram name to prove it.
Yes,
so,
yes.
10 mil.
Exactly.
It's like, what are you going
to
do?
No, there's a lot of, I know several friends of mine who tried to get their name.
Uh-huh.
And people were just charging them outrageous amounts of money.
Oh my. Well, it's like the modern day, like, if you want a website name and somebody has it, that's a modern version of that. And then they have to go by, like, the real Trevor Wallace or Trevor Wallace Official.
Do you know Nicole Byer, the comedian?
Yeah, yeah.
Hers is NicoleByerWasTaken.com.
That's funny.
Because someone took her name. Yeah. That's pretty good. She's good. She's funny. So you know the premise of the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's about some of the worst shit that's ever happened to you in your life.
Yes.
It can be drug trips, bad dates, bad jobs, bad anything.
Uh-huh.
you know, shitting your pants when you're 5.
Okay.
We've all done that.
25, yeah, either.
25,
yeah,
between 5 and 25.
Oh, yeah, all that.
So do you have a story? You told me you have a couple stories.
Yeah, of just kind of, let's see, do you have a certain topic you want to hit first?
No, you hit whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay, the worst.
Go the worst.
One of the worst hookups I ever had.
Oh, God.
You just dive into it.
How old are you?
26.
Yeah, you look young. Are you single?
I am single.
Ladies.
One of the worst hookups.
You know the Instagram handle.
Yes.
It's Trevor Wallace.
That's me. One of the worst hookups I had in college, a girl friend zoned me mid hookup.
Whoa.
Which is like.
How do you do that?
That's literally, I was like mind blown. So in college. And I was living in a fraternity at the time. Wow, shocking. This guy fraternity? No way.
Oh, my God.
And our fraternity, there was like 25 rooms in there.
Whoa.
But every room had a bunk bed. So, you know, just.
It's a lot of dudes.
Yeah. It's too many dudes.
Too many dudes.
So I'm in my bunk bed, you know, just with this girl. And then we're making out. And then midway through, she stops and she looks back and she goes, I just kind of still miss my ex.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In the middle of you guys making out?
The middle. And she was like on me that night. Like I wasn't, like it wasn't even like, like I thought, I was like, wait, what? Like I thought there was something going
here. She was coming on to you.
Right.
And then you guys start hooking up.
Yes.
And she goes, I kind of miss my ex.
Yes. And then like, it was like 10 seconds of dead air, but it felt like an eternity because I was just like,
what do you even do?
That's what I was saying. I was like, what do I say from this?
What
like,
did you say?
I don't even, I think the tears probably said a lot. No, I don't even know. I don't even know.
Did you start crying?
No.
Oh my God.
I should have. Internally.
You start weeping?
Internally, I should have. But it was such a weird thing because I was like, is this like a prank? Like, is there a camera in the room somewhere? Like, but I didn't know what to say. And I was just like, so.
Okay.
Is this, That was a very weird hookup.
So and then what happened? Was she just like, okay, I'm going to go?
She didn't leave as soon as you'd think. She kind of like laid there and then
and
almost.
Made it awkward.
But like, she like tried to like cover it up. Like, no, it's not like that. But she, that's exactly what she did. She was like, I don't know. I just like, you kind of remind me of him. And I was just like, this is not good at all.
Ew, and, weird.
And then like a part of me wanted to see what the ex looked like to be like,
yeah.
Yo, was he like buff? Like, was that,
you're like,
know?
He looks like a sneaker. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
this dude looks like a fucking sneaker.
73-year-old man.
Oh, no.
So
you kind of remind me of him. He has no teeth.
Right. That was the weirdest thing ever.
Whoa.
Because, like, we went to school together. So I would, like, still see her around
all
campus.
The time.
And I had
she calls you by his name. Hey, John.
Yeah,
you're like,
right?
It's Trevor, bitch.
You,
it's
you
fucking
know this.
Trevor. Yeah.
I'm saving your phone as Trevor.
Yeah.
.. Kind of John, though. That'd be hilarious. Trevor, kind of John, though. What's up, Trevor? Kind of John, though. That was a pretty bad hookup story.
Oh, no.
Just because, like.
Did you like her?
She was pretty hot. She was like, definitely out of my league, so I was,
damn,
like, stoked on it. And then that happened, and I was like, I was just more so, like, I didn't know you could do that. Like.
Girls are savages sometimes.
Oh,
like,
my
if
God.
We're, like, not feeling something, we'll just. I mean, some girls are too scared to say something,
yeah,
and they'll just kind of go with it. But then there's girls like this chick,
yeah,
who will literally stop mid-making out with you while some of your fucking saliva is still connected to like her,
like,
mouth.
It's like,
and
a modern, like the spaghetti
string.
Yeah.
I kind of miss my ex. Like,
yeah,
you know, some girls have no, like, if they don't want to do something anymore, they'll just cut out like,
yeah,
that. It's,
I will,
so crazy.
I will say I respect the honesty.
Yeah.
Because had she just been like, I got to go, and
yeah,
then like ran out, I'd
yeah
be like, wait, what?
What happened? What did I do?
Did I eat too much,
yeah,
garlic yesterday? Like, did
it
I smell weird?
Head. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Now, not only did I know, but I also had something to talk about on a podcast. So,
whoa,
shout out to her.
Wow. What's her name? I'm just kidding. What's her Instagram handle? What's the ex's name so everyone can compare?
Yeah, right. I would, yeah, that was interesting
to
me.
Where did you go to college?
This was in the Bay Area at San Jose State University.
What did you go to school for?
Film.
Oh, so you want to be a director?
I didn't know what I wanted to do, but
yeah,
this was like in the time of Vine, and I was making some stuff on there, and I was just like,
were you on Vine?
I was.
I'm
but
an idiot for not knowing.
No,
sorry.
I literally had like 15,000 followers, and
that's,
I was like, oh, fucking out here, you know?
That's a lot.
I had like two videos get big, and I was like, wow, I have made it. Like, yeah. One dude on campus stopped me, and I was like, wow, this is fame. I'm moving to LA.
You're like, I can't handle this. The pressure's too much.
Yeah, and then you move to LA, and then people just don't give a shit what you do. And you're like, oh, cool, this is humbling.
Oh, but then that's good, you know
why?
No,
I like that.
Because now you're not labeled as a Vine star like me.
Oh, no, no, no.
Where everything I do, they're like, Vine star? I'm like, that shit has been gone for 5 years.
You get that a lot for, like, literally anything?
All the time.
You,
and
like,
I've done
$5
million
and
TV shows.
To, like, a charity, yeah.
I'm just like, everything I do is Vine star. Like, Vine star is to be married. She's Vine star is eating at Red Lobster. Vine star. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's not really a thing anymore.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny.
Because all they need to do is just drop the Vine and be star.
Well, I mean, I don't even care about that. I just think it's a funny label for something that doesn't exist anymore. Because I'm like, then people in this generation, I feel like, they're like, what is that? Like, it doesn't even exist. The app is,
you know what happened to me last night? I had a show in San Diego, and I was coming back, and I stopped at In-N-Out with my friend, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of, like, high schoolers I walked in, and I'm on TikTok, but just, like, fucking around.
Oh, you are? Oh, yes. See, now there's TikTok stars.
Yeah,
no,
so,
I don't.
But, like, I just kind of, like, fuck around on there, and mm-hmm. it's just, like, I literally just like shit post on
yeah,
there, just
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And this, like, group of high schoolers walk in, and I was like, oh, I'm fine. They don't, like, they're too young to know who I am. And this dude goes, yo, aren't you famous on TikTok? And I was like, oh, God, don't do this to me.
How many TikTok followers do you have?
Like 200K, but I just...
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a good amount. But
do you post every day on there?
No, I literally, like, if I just, like when I travel, like, for, like, stand-up, I'm just bored in a hotel room. I'm like, oh, this could be funny.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have people to shoot a sketch with, I'll just, right. like, just, like, moderate. That was the one thing I did like about Vine. It was just, like, the production value was, like, people didn't need to see that. They just saw the jokes and the comedy.
Yeah,
it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The production value was what you made it. So I just like TikTok because it's like another kind of platform like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of cool because it's such a new platform and there's not that many like super funny people on it.
Great.
So when
so
you
can
are
rise
funny,
up really easily.
Yeah, I feel like you'd crush it
with
on that.
Horrible jokes. People will be like, wow, this person is A+. And it's like not even great. It's just like dad jokes. And they're like, this person's fucking killing it.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, like, I've just posted like tweets that I've made and then just made them videos. And people are like, this is fucking great.
Whoa.
Yeah,
guys, follow Trevor Wallace on TikTok. I love that.
But yeah, when somebody said that, I was like, oh, God. Just that phrase.
Right.
Like, TikTok famous. But like, that is kind of like the new like Vine. It's weird.
It is the new Vine. So tell me your, you said you have another one. What, tell me your next one.
Let's see. Worst stories. Let's see here.
I know you've had a lot.
Give me a topic and I'll just go into it.
I can tell just by looking at you that you've had some trauma.
I have had some trauma.
What was high school like? Did you get picked on?
High school.
Any bad stories?
I was all over the place in high school. Like, I would, like, each year I was like a different person, I feel like.
1 year you were emo, the next year you were like, they were like, whoa,
like,
is this guy okay?
Yeah, literally.
Last
like,
year he like was wearing a Slayer t-shirt and this year he looks like Jason Derulo. What the fuck is going on with this dude?
Shout out Jason Derulo.
Shout out Jason Derulo.
Dude.
Yeah, so were you like, did you ever get beat up or picked on or?
One time, so I will say the first fight I ever got in was the worst fight I ever got in.
Oh no, did you get beat up?
Oh, destroyed.
No! No!
I mean, I have such a punchable face. Like,
dead.
If I was the guy who, okay, I'll just give the story. So high school, we're leaving one house party and then walking back to a friend's house. They lived down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another house down the street and they were just some random kids and went to a community college in town. And one of my friends just throws a beer bottle. Because when you're-
At who?
Just the street.
A fucking street. He's all drunk. They hate the street.
Literally.
Just throws it.
That's like the most 16-year-old thing you can do is be like, I have a glass bottle. And street.
I'm gonna fucking throw it.
This is literally what happened. And
Trevor, watch this.
Yeah, literally.
He's not sick, bro?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that noise caught the attention of these community college kids. And they're like,
no.
Yo, why are you throwing shit on our street?
Whoa.
And then us being bros, we're just like, fucking, what do you mean? I didn't throw that. It's like, yeah, you did. It's very clearly you
the
threw it.
The other broken half of the bottles in his hand. What are you talking about? I didn't throw that.
Yeah, still holding it. So this turns into like a brawl or some shit. I've never been in a fight before, but I'm like, I've seen enough movies, you know? And I go down like so.
Oh my God.
So it was kind of like a pyramid. So one guy is getting punched by my other friend. So he's like low. And then somebody is about to go punch my friend. So he's like low. And I lean down to hit him.
Uh-huh.
And my head is like waist level. And some guy just kicks the side of my head.
With his foot?
Oh, all of it.
Just with his boot. Did he have boots on?
It felt heavy. If it wasn't a boot, it might have been like a Doc Martin because it
dead.
It hurt. It
he kicked you in the head?
The side of the head. I couldn't hear for 3 days out of my right ear.
No.
But I was like in high school, so I'm not going to tell my parents like, I got in a fight last night. Take me to the doctor.
I kicked in the head.
My dad was talking to me. I'd be like, what's up? You say it again real quick.
He's like, honey, I think our son's going deaf.
Yeah, no,
it's
literally.
It's all that loud rap music.
But literally, it felt like I just left a concert, but in my right ear.
Did you get knocked out?
No, surprisingly.
But it hurt so bad.
Oh, yeah. But like, when you're drunk, I don't know if you've ever been hit. When you're drunk, it's weird.
No, but I'm sure I will in the future. No, actually, I don't drink. Yeah.
It's weird because like your brain recognizes you got hit, but you don't like the feeling of it. Your brain's like, yo, you just got hit, dude. And your body's like, ha, tomorrow will suck. And then
But remember all those beers we drank? Those are sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you
don't really process it till later.
No. But the next morning, I couldn't hear out of my right ear. And I was like, oh, this is my life from now on. I just have to live like a flounder and only listen out of my left ear.
No.
But then it slowly just went away.
How long did it take to come back?
Like
hearing.
3 days.
Ooh,
it was a
scary.
It was a swift kick.
And you couldn't say anything to your parents?
No.
Other than what?
Exactly. Literally, I was just like everything they'd say. I beg one more time. You run that back? Beg your pardon?
Oh my God. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have an older sister. She's 2 years older than me.
Oh, that's why you seem like you're good with women and nice. I feel like guys who have older sisters are good with girls.
Right.
Because they kind of get it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I will say my first kiss was on a makeup mannequin my sister used to practice her makeup on. I'd say that was, you know, just like, you know, those white styrofoam heads.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing.
That was your first kiss?
I don't know.
It didn't even have a pulse.
No, it was just chilling, room temperature. I'll say this, teenage dudes will practice a first kiss on anything.
Oh my God, you're all like, does this have a hole underneath
the
head?
I'm just like, yo, trying to go back to my place.
She's all, why is there peanut butter all over my mannequin head underneath? There's a hole in the bottom and it wasn't there before.
So much peanut butter.
Oh my God, no. Okay, so you literally just went in her room.
I just think I like.
She did some cool makeup on the mannequin was kind of pretty.
Like, had a good
she
wig.
Looked like she, yeah.
It
she
was
looked,
laid up.
She's
like,
cute.
Was,
she had her shit together. A nice winged eyeliner.
Yeah, I mean, the mannequin was ready for brunch. Like,
she
it was
ready
out
to
here.
Go.
I think just as like a 13-year-old, you're just so like curious. I don't even know how old.
I think as an 18-year-old, I mean 13-year-old.
Yeah, as of last month, last century, I don't even know. I think you're just so curious. You're just like, I want to be ready for that moment when I like make out with a chick.
So that was your mindset? You were like, I'm going to practice on this doll. On this on this styrofoam head. Not even a doll.
Yeah.
On a styrofoam head. So your sister wasn't home and you just went into her room?
I think I just saw one day and I was like, yeah, that right there.
Did you smooth talk it? Were you like, hey.
Oh my God.
How's it going? Busy day?
13-year-old smooth talk would be hilarious too.
Oh my God. So you just went up and you just kissed it?
I think so.
A couple times? Come on, Trevor. Come clean.
Once or twice, texted her, didn't get a text back. And I was like, all right.
Oh my God. It's all saved under mannequin in the other room. Wow, this is offensive.
Mannequin dot to dot kind of Joe though.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think if you ask any dude what they'd practice a kiss on, it's every dude has something. They're like, yo, the refrigerator handle. And you're like, what?
Weird.
I think every dude has something.
Really?
Yo, yeah. You could ask
guys, leave
guys.
In the comments below the first thing you ever practiced a kiss on. I'm curious. This is also on YouTube for those of you that are listening to this first on iTunes or Spotify or Himalaya or whatever you're listening to it on. It's also on YouTube. Just youtube.com/Brittany Ferla and you can watch the live video of this. Or if you're already doing that, thanks.
We look good, so watch the video.
You look good.
And there's a dog in the video.
A little crazy. Yeah, Nina Duena, she's always here. She's kind of like the mascot of the podcast.
That's awesome.
So when you actually did have your first kiss, were you prepared?
Yeah.
Where was your first kiss? You're like, oh, does
first
my
kiss
mom
was
count?
First kiss was behind a movie theater.
Aww.
Not even in the movie.
You're like, let's go all the way behind the theater next to the dumpster.
She's like, what movie do you want to see? I was like, I want to see this movie, but my wallet doesn't. And I was like, all right. It was behind a movie theater because we used to always hang out behind a movie theater. And
what was back
this
there?
This was freshman year of high school.
What was behind the movie theater?
Just nothing. Just, I don't know why, like, in high school, you just hang out. You make anything.
Yeah, you
like,
do
a
hang
party.
Out in weird places in high school.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So how did it go, the first kiss? Was it just like, whatever?
I tried to play it off as whatever. And I think it was like one of those where like you don't know if it's a kiss or if it's a makeout. And then you're like,
You're like, are we using tongue? Yeah, she's pulling like, your tongue back like, in your mouth.
Yeah. Why is your shirt off? I remember in sex ed class.
This still happens to people at this age.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like whenever you go on a date, I mean, I haven't gone on a date in years because I'm married, but right. When I remember when I would go on dates and you would go to say bye to someone and they would like, if it was a dope date, they would go in to kiss you.
Right.
And I would never be sure if we what kind of kiss we were doing.
And then the
like,
time
I feel
just
like
comes
if we
knocking.
Need to talk about it
yeah.
before we do it. Like,
right,
are
right.
we going in this, and are we using tongue? I need rules, regulations. Like, we would go into... You know, they would go in to kiss me, and sometimes it would just be a kiss, and I'd be like,
right.
like you know what I mean? And, my tongue, I'd be like,
and then you're like,
back
no, I'm not the extra one. You're.
It's so
I was
weird.
Trying to match your energy.
Or
you know?
Then times when I just wanted to give them a peck, and then they try to make out with me,
yeah.
and they like lick my teeth, and I'm all,
The teeth.
It's weird.
Lick. Yeah.
It's weird,
you're like
right?
Licking like your jawline. You're like, what are you doing down there?
Being
it's not,
a human is weird.
It really is.
It's so. Do you ever think about it?
Yeah, I sometimes, like, I'll just be driving, and I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? You know, like, what is
like,
this?
There's just a bunch of us sitting in cars, like, little, like, fucking ants. Meep, meep.
Yeah.
I got beep, beep. I got a little horn.
Exactly.
And I'm driving in my car.
Yeah.
I do that, too. I'm sitting in my car, like, on the way here, and I was just looking at all the other people in their cars, and I'm like, we are, like, little parasites. Like, we are just little ants. And we think we're so important, and we think we're so refined and so clean, because we comb our hair and brush our teeth, and we, you know, put on eyeliner. Well, not you, but me. You know what I mean? A little
just
bit of eyeliner.
Little wingtip, yeah.
But it's kind of funny because we're just like these little parasites that try to like make us seem like we're not like it's kind of
right.
crazy, right?
That's like what I have to like remind myself of stuff like that, like because I'm sure anybody who has anything on the internet has weird comments, and I'll like I'll be like read like all these great comments, and then like some random comments just like not your best work, Trev, and I'm just like oh god, here we go, and then I'm like that it doesn't matter, none of this matters.
Some days I care so much about comments, and then some days I'm like, and I've talked about this so many times on my podcast, but. I've just been getting more and more to the point where I'm just like, I keep thinking about what we are and why we're here and like what the bigger picture is.
Yeah.
And then I get really like in my head about it. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't even matter.
No.
Like it just doesn't
Does
matter.
Not matter.
No matter what anyone says about you or opinions they have about you or whatever. 100 years from now, no one's going to fucking even have a clue.
No
one's going to give a shit. Fuck. 2 minutes from now, no one's going to give a shit.
Exactly.
The feed just keeps scrolling.
Right.
Like, to some people, it's like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But to everyone else, it's like no one cares,
yeah.
you know? Like, someone leaves a shitty comment on your page, they're just on to the next person. You
they're
know
just on
I mean?
Talking shit to
yeah,
the, your friend.
Yeah.
They're just, that's their day-to-day.
It's kind of crazy if you think about
it.
It
is. But it
know?
Does make it nice to be like, oh, yeah, that doesn't matter. But it's just like weird when you like let like a random 13-year-old name like Dylan XX69420 get under your skin, and you're like, Dylan, let's talk about you, buddy.
Fuck you, Dylan.
Right, and you always go to their page, and it's just like a picture of just like nacho cheese, and you're like, that's what you post, Dylan?
It's just them with a fidget spinner in their fucking in their fucking Abbey,
right.
and you're like, why the fuck do I care?
I've never clicked on somebody's page and been like jealous. I'm like,
never.
Oh, fuck, this is how I should be living.
You know what the worst thing is like, do you ever go like, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in like a tabloid, but like tabloid comments are the funniest.
Really?
Yes.
I've been in anything like that's a write-up about social media just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of press for this, like, random thing I did recently, this video about like these like White Claws and stuff.
Oh,
and
White Claws are so popular.
They're crazy popular. I did a video with that, and then it like did stupid numbers, and then like,
wow, what was your video about? Just how delicious
just,
and low calorie they are.
White 5%,
Claw.
Yeah.
Even though I don't drink, I'm like, if I did, that would be my choice.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I just made like a video about how bros who drank them did, and it just like it did like. It's like beyond me. And then it was just like this write up and be like, comedian Trevor Wallace states that while drinking, it's just like, it was so weird to like read. They depict your video, but like in a like a written like MLA format,
an analytical way.
Yeah, you're like, what?
You're like, dude, it's just a joke. Calm down. It doesn't really need like 450 characters about it.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
calm
like,
down,
bro. You went to journalism school to write about a bro video. Like what?
But can we talk about how you were written up as comedian Trevor Wallace,
you
and
know.
Not TikTok star Trevor Wallace.
For now.
Hey, it's
For
the
now.
Little things, bro.
It is.
We have to literally be conscious of the little things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, journalists. I feel like the job of a journalist is like, how can I piss this person off as much as possible? You know?
Yeah, I've never read an article about myself where I was like, that's really dope. I've always like been highly misquoted.
No article is dope. Every article is like, what?
or like they've just managed to throw a dig at me or two in there. You know what
They're
I mean?
They're so petty with how they talk. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But, you know, then again, like I'm saying, it's like the more and more I think about it, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
Everyone's opinions, like who fucking cares, right?
At the end of the day.
Honestly, guys, if you're dealing with any fucking dumbasses that are hating on you or being pieces of shit, no one cares.
Yeah, nobody
like,
cares.
Like literally, they leave you that comment and then later they're like on to something next. Like they don't. It's not like a big deal.
Oh yeah, and if they knew how much it affected you, oh my god, they'd be like, you idiot, you loser. And you're like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't affect
me. And I think
me.
About it, and yeah. I'm just like, oh, so stupid. Anyway, we're gonna take a quick break, you guys,
break time.
Then we are going after some. Hopefully you like my ads. I try to make them funny and good for you. But stay tuned, and we are back with Trevor Wallace with some more funny worst firsts. Stay tuned.
Sweet.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Okay, we're back.
And we're here again.
Back. Boom. Woo!
You guys enjoy those ads? I did.
Did you?
I did.
Aw, thanks. I try to like only endorse stuff that, look how happy my dog gets when I make that voice. Yay!
Your dog was stoked on those ads too. So.
Nina the Weena. Do you have a dog? Oh yeah, you said your parents
have
a puggle.
Yeah, parents have the puggle, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I try to only endorse stuff that I really believe in.
Yeah, which is hard because you probably get hit up for so many random
brands. I get hit up for so many ads. I even get, like, it's crazy. Like, I've even had, like, weight loss companies be like, we want you to promote, like, our weight loss products. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that because, you know, then I'm, like, encouraging people who are already tiny people to, like, tell them that they need to lose weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not
you're
cool.
Like, I look good. I'm fine.
No, like, I mean, like, and I'm not even, like, saying I look good, but it's just, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I just don't like encouraging things that I don't really believe in, you know?
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's so much out there. They're like, we got these new CBD underwear. And you're like, what? Why?
CBD underwear, I'm dead. I actually feel like I would use that. have you ever endorsed anything you didn't want to endorse?
Yeah, one time, my first, like, brand deal early on was, like, with this, like...
it's all extends. You're like, fuck it. Yeah. How much you guys pay me? $3? Done.
I'll do it, yeah.
Who doesn't want a longer wiener?
But it was like this knockoff version. Do you remember Chat Roulette?
Oh my god.
It was a knockoff version of that.
Okay, but so for anyone that's watching this, does anyone, you guys used to be able to go to, is it chatroulette.com?
I think it's still on there.
If it still exists, you could go to chatroulette.com and just chat with random ass people. Me and my ex-boyfriend used to go on there and just like, he would have his like wiener tucked between his legs so it would look like a pussy.
Like a girl, yeah.
He has like a girl and then a guy would click onto us and then he'd be like shimmying and then the guy would be all into it like, yeah, baby. And then we'd be like, touch your dick. Like I would be the voice, you know, so they would think it was a girl. And I'd be like, touch your dick. And he'd be like, yeah. And then he'd like start to pull his dick out. And then as soon as he did that, my ex would like open his legs and his wiener would come flying out and they'd be like, oh hell no, and like click off right away. We used to fuck with so many people. It was so fun.
You invented catfishing then.
Pretty much.
You
I mean, this was chat
catfishing.
Roulette was so fun.
Do you know how mad you probably made bros from that?
Dude,
it's hilarious.
Literally, we would wait till guys were full on like pulling their wiener out and like jerking off and then I'd be like, release the Kraken, and he would spread his legs and the fucking wiener would pop out.
There's probably people like in like mental hospitals to this day just shaking me. Like, I thought it was a vagina.
No, it was crazy too because this is like my ex, who was actually like thin and kind of like, I don't want to say he was built like a woman, but he was like thin and like, you know, he had pubic hair, so it looked like a pussy.
Yeah.
And he tucked his dick and he like had nice, he had nice long legs, so it looked like a girl. And then I would do the voice. I would be off camera being like, oh yeah, baby, that's nice. That's your penis.
That's
crazy. My God, you like it? And just like dancing.
Yeah.
And then he would be like going like this. And then like right when the guy was like all into it, we would fucking, he would pull it out. And then literally their faces would just be like, oh hell no. And it would just go to a black screen,
the next
person.
What would you do if the guy just didn't budge? He's like, oh, cool, nice.
I think there was like one dude that stayed on.
Yeah,
and we were
like, ah, you guys are so funny. Anyways,
no, he wasn't even like that. He was like into it. He was like, he got even like more into it. And we were like, we're like, okay, we're going
to
click off
this.
This
is supposed to be like a prank, man. Like,
and he was creepy. He had like glasses on and like man boobs and like his shirt off. And he was he stared like harder into the camera. And we were like, okay, we're going to change this.
Chat Roulette was so weird.
Chat Roulette, if it still exists, if anyone's curious, go on chatroulette.com. It's kind of fun if you just want to fuck with people.
It is.
It's kind of fun.
That was like, what do you do? Like, if you're just bored on like a Friday night, like, and you're just with your friends, like, you want to go on Chat Roulette? I remember the first time I went on there was a dude jerking off in a Batman mask. Yeah.
People just go on there to be fucking weird.
Yeah. And all my friends were like, Trevor, why do you hate Batman? I'm like, why do you think I hate Batman, bro?
I feel like people's real colors come out when they can be like anonymous and creepy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Because everyone I feel like is secretly really fucking creepy and weird.
Uh-huh. Like, you know what's crazy is like you hear all this like BDSM stuff and like all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
A lot of those people just have like normal jobs. Like the guy who made your latte at Starbucks yesterday, he loves BDSM, maybe.
Right.
It's like crazy. Like you find out people's like secret lives.
Did you ever have a girl do any weird shit to you while you were hooking up or try to pull any weird shit out on you? Like,
did I? Nothing like too crazy. Nothing like BDSM type shit. Like I've never.
You never had a girl be like, can you strap this dildo on and fuck me in the, you know, or can I strap this dildo on and fuck you in the ass?
Was it called pegging?
Yeah.
No, never had that. You know, maybe.
Did you ever have a girl be like, can I stick my finger in your butt?
Yeah, that's a weird topic. It's like a weird, that's like, I don't know. Like, I'm not.
Did you let her? Don't lie.
I think I hesitated. Then I was like, nah, I can't. I saw the hand like slowly move down. I was like, yeah, you know, on second thought. I don't.
Apparently,
look.
It's like makes guys, what is my dog doing? She's literally building a nest out of a blanket on the table. I don't ask why we have blankets on the table. We do. She's
very
trying,
soft.
She's nesting. Dogs do this. They try to like make a nest. Anyway, so yeah, some guys get really weirded out by that, but it's like a thing. Girls like, you know, I don't know how this came about, but girls are like, yeah, if you like stick out, some guys like fingers in their butt during sex, it like makes them come harder.
That's where the
my dad listens to this podcast. Hey, Dad.
Hello, Father.
This is awkward.
But isn't the male
G-spot? Trevor. Hey,
isn't the male G-spot in the butt?
I think so. That's probably why. Did you know back in Roman times, this is so crazy. I don't know if you knew this. I'm about to love it.
Whatever it is.
You're about to love it.
Whatever.
Be careful.
The story. Uh-oh.
Okay, so back in Roman times, the scholars used to fuck their apprentices in the ass and let their apprentices fuck them in the ass. And they would still be considered like virgins because they wanted to be married to wanted to be married as virgins to women. So they would, but them fucking their assistants wasn't gay to them.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like they were actually having sex because it was with their assistants.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
That was so common.
Yeah,
and it wasn't looked at as homosexuality. It was just looked as like
just practicing,
just like whatever,
just waiting to get married.
Yeah,
you know?
Just waiting to get married. Just you know,
they're just keeping the seat warm.
Off.
Essentially,
yeah.
Don't Mormons get away with that stuff?
Like butt sex?
Yeah, instead
as
of
long
actual
as it's not
sex.
Vagina sex.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard that. I don't know if that really applies. Like, if you're like a true Mormon. Are you Mormon?
No.
No. Are you religious?
Not really, no.
No? You weren't raised as anything?
I was raised Jewish, but like.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Are you both your parents Jewish?
Just my mom.
Oh, so okay. So you are Jewish. Yeah.
Yeah, the mommy's Jew just overrides anything daddy has said.
Right.
So my dad was like Christian. Like, my dad's family is like very Christian. Like, very just like from Ohio. Like, very just like Jesus. Like, that's your Sunday.
Wow.
Just praising the Lord.
Yeah.
What about you? Background?
I grew up Catholic.
Okay.
And I went to regular school every day and then Catholic school after that, which was a lot of school.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was terrible. I would get kicked out all the time. I mean, I didn't really learn anything because I was so bad. I was just not shut the fuck up. And the nuns would be like, you know, be quiet. And they can't curse at you because they're nuns. So they'd just be like, you know, hot diggity darn, are you really testing my patience? Like every word they could use, but not a curse word.
Yeah, right.
It was horrible. Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's all good.
Did they hit you at all? Or is that like
an
urban?
No, I was older than that.
Okay.
Real? That happened. Yeah, my dad used to go to Catholic school and he told me like they would take out a ruler. If you were talking in class, they would take out a ruler and make you put your hands like this on the like flat on the desk, and then they would whack your hands with a ruler, your knuckles, until like they bled sometimes.
Oh my God!
Or like my husband, even in school with my husband, when my husband was in school, they still hit people.
Yeah.
And my husband said that his school had in the principal's office a dot on the wall with a chair against it. and they would put them up, put you on the chair, and then they go stare at the dot on the wall, and you'd be like, and it's a really tiny dot, and you'd be like, what dot? And then whack, like they'd crack you over the ass with a paddle.
Dang, they had like a full setup and everything.
Yeah,
there.
At his school, yeah. Yeah, he got cracked in the ass a couple times.
That's
crazy. I think that only stopped like maybe like right before I went to school, but because I know a lot of people that got hit during
school. I'm pretty sure like my dad did. But
did
like,
you get hit growing up?
Growing up, yeah. But
what
like,
was the worst time you ever got punished?
See, I had weird punishments from like my parents. Like, I remember, so my mom,
they were like, go in that room and make out with the mannequin again.
I'd be like, again?
You're like, a punishment. This is a pleasure. Don't mind if I do, Christine.
Okay, mom.
No, I don't want to, but you really wanted to.
Yeah, I remember because like my mom, she's like 5 foot and
she's
just
tiny.
The sweetest little thing ever.
Yeah.
So like I remember one time she went to like hit me with, because I don't know what I said. I probably said something dumb, but she took like a soup ladle. Is that what they're called?
Oh, yeah.
And it like broke. And I like...
Oh, and when she hit you, it broke?
Yeah
my mom
like,
used to break those over my ass.
Yeah, but I like laughed because it like didn't hurt.
Yeah, it was funny.
And then you're not supposed to laugh if your parents hitting you. And I think like my mom at the time was just like, she was just giving it her all. And I was like...
Was she hitting you with the broken part?
Yeah.
She's like, fuck you. It's like... Fucking,
yeah,
and it did nothing.
And I was like, that's the night I realized I was like, I should be an actor, because I was like, I got hit, and I was like, that didn't hurt. Oh wait, I don't want to get my ass beaten even more. And I was like, oh, ow, ow, mom, stop, you know.
But it really didn't hurt.
No.
You ever get your ass beat by your parents?
No, they would do shit that was like reverse. They would do shit like that was like hazing. They would like put soap in my mouth if I cussed.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
My parents did that too.
Yeah, because
well, not
like,
my dad. My mom would do that.
Yeah, because it's not like a physical pain. It's just like, it's just shitty.
That shit's fucking nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else, I'm sure that many people have had this happen to them, but I remember I have said something and I wasn't even that bad. And I don't know whose fucking idea it was. Like, oh, you're going to talk dirty, so we're going to clean your mouth
out.
That's
literally
in Orbit.
What is that commercial? Trident, the dirty mouth? Clean it up.
Yeah, that's Orbits.
That's
you're
like
right.
Literally
yeah,
where they
Orbits.
Got that from.
Yeah.
Like, what did you mean? This is a commercial.
Dirty mouth? Put some fucking soap in it.
Right. Like,
yeah.
That's where they got that idea for the commercial.
My mom one time got a bar of soap and made
oh my
me
God.
Sit in the bathroom holding it in my mouth.
Just chain smoke it?
And just
she held it in there?
No, I had to hold it.
Oh
and
my God.
Sit with it for like 20 minutes
God.
In my mouth. It was fucking disgusting.
Just like the worst jawbreaker ever.
I would almost rather her beat the shit
right.
out of me. Like
then you
that
get it over
is
with.
Awful.
You get it over with. But soap just sucked because it's just like you just.
So you had to do that too.
Yeah.
Was yours liquid soap?
Liquid soap.
Ew,
yeah.
It was even worse.
Yeah,
you had
really?
To swallow it.
No, I'd spit it out. Just swallow it.
So would they just
that's
squirt it in
you
your mouth?
Be like, hold your tongue out and then like, you know, like those Listerine sprays.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, but with like soap. She'd be like, hold your tongue out. Blop, blop. And then
you'd go spit it out?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that bad.
I can't remember how long she like made me like happen. She'd be like, hold it there for 10 seconds. She's like, that's fucking weird.
It's weird.
That's
my like, mom made me sit with the bar of soap in my mouth, sitting on the toilet waiting,
that's,
you know, in
yeah.
the bathroom till she said I could take it out.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking torture.
I remember the first time I cussed at my dad. My cousin taught me the word fuck, and I didn't know what context to use it in.
Oh, my God.
But I had all this power. I was like,
yeah.
I know what this word is. My parents don't know I know this word.
Mm-hmm.
My dad said something to me at dinner, and I got mad. And I was like, they're like, go to your room. And on my way to my room, I remember calling my dad a fuckhead. That was the first, it was the first time I ever used the
How
word.
How old were you?
I was young. And he just goes, how did you learn that word? But like, that's the worst context ever.
Fuckhead.
It's hilarious.
That's funny.
Like if I was like, what's up, you fuckhead?
If,
like,
if a fucking 5-year-old called me a fuckhead, I would laugh.
It's
like
hilarious.
I wouldn't even be able to like not, I wouldn't even be able to reprimand them.
Yeah.
If so what did he do?
Oh, then I think he took a belt and just...
Dude, the belt too.
The belt. That...
The belt, you know, like there was just so many things that kids these days will never know about.
Do kids still get hit?
I think some of them do, but there's just so many like kids and so many rules. Like if you go to school and you have a fucking bruise on you or if you're like hurt in any way, you get taken away from your parents. So I think parents are a lot more careful.
I mean, all you have to do is like post a video on Twitter of your dad beating your ass and be like, this is my father. Twitter, do your thing.
And then Twitter
and
be like,
cancel
your dad? Yeah, fucking FBI will like come to your house in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
It is. I don't even know if kids get hit anymore these days.
I think some of them do behind closed doors, but I think that, you know, parents are really careful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because there's so many repercussions. I mean, jail.
Yeah.
Like, just crazy. Like, parents are going to jail for, like, hitting their kids and stuff like that. And, you know, this is going to sound really terrible, and I'm probably going to have a bunch of people hate on me for this, but I'm glad I got hit.
Oh, no.
I feel like it fucking taught me.
100%.
Like, I'm not trying to be, like, you know, endorse beating the shit out of your kids. Obviously, don't do that. But getting smacked once in a while for something that you did that's fucked up. has made me a better person. Well, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, it made you realize like what you did.
Yeah, and
you
know? Not to be a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I think kids who grow up like too spoiled, where they're just kind of like, don't do that, Jeremy. You know, as I got older, like obviously you get to an age where it's like a little inappropriate, you know, where you become like an adult and they're, you know, they're doing that. That's crazy. But
yeah.
Like, as a child, it's kind of like, I know this sounds horrible. This is just all sounds bad, but I kind of feel like, you know, we're fucking like animals, you know? Yeah. And how do you train?
We're just training people to be humans.
People train animals by reprimanding them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't reprimand, you know, a child, like it's...
They'll never learn.
They don't really learn. I mean, I'm not saying beating the shit out of a kid, but I mean, so I've seen kids, I've been in the grocery store sometimes, and I've seen kids... And the mom just looks completely exhausted. Oh, and the kid is fucking screaming and punching her in the leg because he wants fruit snacks. You know what I mean?
And you should be able to take that box of fruit snacks. Be like, you want these? Whop.
Yeah, or like,
and then put it
or
in the
take
cart.
The kid's hand and be like, no, you know, and like be stern with them.
Yeah.
But you can't even like do that kind of stuff because people are like, oh, don't do that. You know what I mean?
And then
but
like
I
other parents like, step in and be like, you shouldn't be hitting him. It's like, well, you don't know what the fuck he drew on, with crayons on my car this morning.
Right. It's kind of crazy to me that people are just like so, you know, like I said, like don't obviously beat the shit out of your kid. Yeah. But I think sometimes a stern like grabbing your kid and going, that's bad. You know, like you have to
maybe
do
like
that
a spray
sometimes.
Bottle, you know.
That's a good
method.
That's
pretty funny. That's like funny.
Spray them with water. Like a fucking cocker spaniel, like when they shit on the rug, fucking spraying them in the face.
Right?
Oh
like,
my God.
If I was a kid and my dad, every time we reached for a water bottle, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry. Like, and then now that kid has to live a life where every time he sees a water bottle, he has to get like a little like scared. He's like,
Oh my God.
I'm gonna just leave this party.
So anyway, I know. And I know, you know what, honestly, so everything that happened to me when I was getting beat up or whatever by scolded and smacked around by my parents when I was younger, I'm fucking glad.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not like a little punk ass bitch. Like I actually am very courteous of people's feelings and I know right from wrong and I'm not spoiled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like because some people just don't get hit as a child, then they go into the real world
and then
like, they
think they can get away with anything.
And they mouth off and they get hit and they're like, you can't do that. Like, yeah, I just did.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, that's my opinion. It's probably fucked up and everyone just unsubscribed. They're like, we're going to unsubscribe. No. Brittany Ferland condones beating children. No, don't condone beating children. I just think that you should be able to reprimand your children. I do. I think that otherwise people get out of hand, you know?
Yeah.
Kids need to be put in line, you know? They're developing. They don't know, you know?
That's one thing I like about living in LA is you don't see too many kids. And then you like travel somewhere and then you're just at like...
Fucking kids everywhere.
Right. And...
And just being and just scream. My worst nightmare is like a child screaming and the mother just like standing there completely overwhelmed and just like not and like she's shut down.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know what to do because she's in public and she doesn't want to like, you know, do anything. And the kid is just being a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of scary. Do you
want to
have kids?
Oh my God. I want to just so I feel like I'm not like. Just like on this earth, like what up? But like, I mean,
but there's a lot of people here.
Yeah. Wait. So I feel like also I was just like, I did my part, you know.
And what about those people that have like 7 kids? Like, is that necessary?
Yeah.
Like, do we really need 7 of you, Tom? Like, do we really?
I just don't understand that.
I don't get it.
But they're making up for my lack of a child, you know? So if they have 7, metaphorically, one of those could be mine.
Sometimes I'm just like, it's so unnecessary.
They're just. I look at kids and I'll be like, Mom, I wasn't like that. She's like, no, you were exactly like that. I'll be like, me? That piece of shit right there?
Yeah.
I feel bad for I fly a lot and I feel bad for moms that are on like a flight with like 3 kids.
Oh my God.
And then everybody's
the mom
looking
with
back.
3 kids and they're fucking screaming and they're not sleeping and they're like, I want Cheerios. I'm hungry. And then the fucking flight attendant gives them apple juice and they're hyper as shit. They're like crazy.
And then I feel bad because everybody is like doing like the look around on the seat.
Yeah, they're like, who is not shutting the fuck up?
Ma'am, your child.
Who forgot to give their kid Benadryl?
Like, you think any mom's just like, I'm doing this to fuck with you guys? It was like,
oh,
that
no.
looks stressful.
It's so stressful.
And it's just like, oof.
I don't know if I could handle it.
It looks hard.
I don't have patience very much.
I just, I don't know if I could handle me saying like a sentence in English to a child and they don't understand.
Uh-uh.
Like, hey, you need to be quiet because X, Y, and Z. And the kid's just like, dinosaurs. You're like, where the fuck did dinosaurs come into play with that? What? Spell pterodactyl, Timothy. Then we'll talk, all right?
Okay, you need to calm down. I like pizza. Like, they're just like, what?
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about? They're like little fucking idiots. Like, you're like, I feel great. They're idiots till they're about like 10 years old.
And then they're just smart ass idiots.
And then they're smart asses. And then they're smarter than you.
Yeah.
And then they're like rewiring the computer and you're like, what happened? Like, how did this.
Kids just do shit that, like, I remember doing stuff that would probably piss me off as an adult. Like, remember, I used to ask, you remember people would be like, why? And then, because that answered everything.
Oh, yeah.
I like Gatorade. Why? Because it's good. Why?
Why?
I don't. And then,
why? And why? I used to do that to my dad. My dad said it would drive him crazy.
Oh my god! How do parents not snap on that? How do parents not just go fucking okay? I'm moving to the island of Galapagos, far from you, son. I'm turning into a mime and selling my body on the streets because you asked me why too many times.
My dad used to take me to the grocery store when I was little, and he used to stroll me down the aisle, and literally everything I'd go, "What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?" to everything and just not shut the fuck up. And how about the amount of energy that we had when we were kids? Where did that go?
Without coffee.
Like, I could use that now.
Sober, straightforward, and just like...
And never wanted a nap. Just fucking pure, like... Yeah,
right.
No coffee, no heroin, no cocaine. Dead. I'm like, which drug? No cocaine.
I wish I had...
Just straight, pure... fucking energy.
I wish I had a switch on my body that, like, if I ever needed to, just turn into, like, kid energy.
Dude, kid energy is unrivaled.
I gotta get through this meeting real quick, and then just, like, do, and you got kid energy.
Dude, kid energy is so unreal. I remember my mom, I would be, like, you know, six, and I'd come home from school, and I'd be like, I want to play Barbies. Mommy, play Barbies with me.
Right.
And my mom would be, like, in, like, a four-hour depression nap, and she's like, I'm sleeping. And I was like, Mom, it's 2 p.m. Why are you sleeping? Wake up! And I'd be, like, poking her with my Barbies. And I was like, God, like, when I was little, it hurt my feelings so much. And I was like, how could she be tired? I don't understand.
How
you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Like, it's 2 p.m. How are you sleepy? You know what I mean? Like, to me, I was like, it's wake-up time, you know? But now... I think about it. I'm like, girl, fuck.
Now I pay my phone bill. I was like, I deserve a nap. Like,
I get it.
I couldn't imagine. And my mom used to cook for our family a lot. Like, damn near every night. I'd be like, how do a bunch of dumbass kids run in the house? Be like, what are we having for dinner? Oh no, again?
Yeah.
As a mom, I'd be like, bitch, you will take what I make you.
Yeah, making dinner is so tiring.
And the energy of all that stuff,
It's exhausting.
Shout out to
just
mom.
Just boiling fucking water is exhausting.
Oh,
you know, I gotta wait for it. Gotta peel the potatoes.
Gotta
clean the dishes after because your family doesn't help you. Like,
the amount of times I've wanted to just go to the grocery store and just be like, I'm only eating off paper plates. Like, why?
Oh, when I lived by myself at one point, I did.
Oh, just
I bought all paper plates and I recycled them. So, hey, I recycled them. So I was like, I would just buy paper plates and recycle them.
So
because
easy.
I was so fucking lazy. I did not want to wash a fucking dish. I was like, you know, because I was poor and I lived in an apartment, didn't have a dishwasher.
Yeah. But you're also just like, what do you, I went out, bought the food, prepared it, made it, then ate it. Now you want me to clean this stuff?
Yeah, it's a
it's
lot.
Like, it's like a scam. It's like, you know what,
it's
I'm going to just throw this away.
Eating out is so much easier.
I remember one time I was really hungover and I just threw away like a normal plate. Just like a plate and silverware. I was just like, no.
You threw it all in the trash.
That,
I'm dead.
The level of care on a hangover. You said you don't drink, right?
No, I just stopped drinking like this year.
Oh, okay.
I never had a drinking problem, but I just realized that drinking makes me feel sick.
Oh,
like,
I've
never been like
either.
I've never been like an enjoyed. I've never enjoyed alcohol my whole
life.
I've never had a drink and went, man, I feel good.
Right. Also, there's like very, very few drinks that are like, that was tasty.
Yeah.
You have to trick your brain and be like, wow, I could barely taste the tequila in that.
Yeah.
And then it's covered in 9 grams of sugar. I like to go every once in a while just with friends and whatnot, but like my hangovers are just brutal. Just
really?
Terrible. Like so. And I don't know why, but everybody wants to be successful on your days you're hungover. Like every time I'm hungover, go on Instagram, I'm like, oh, you booked that commercial. Oh, you landed that show.
I know, and then you just feel like even more of
and
a
I'm
piece
like,
of shit.
Yeah, I booked Uber Eats today. Guys, am I doing okay? Everybody was always so successful, and I'd be like, okay,
oh,
I just need to
man.
Not drink.
The internet's so hard for comparing your shit.
Oh my God.
Like I follow some people and I see like, you know, all these people getting all these deals and brand deals and this and that, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm so confused, you know, and then like likes and comments and, you know, followers and stuff like that. Like, I'm like, I don't get it sometimes.
How do you feel about Instagram taking away the likes?
I can't wait.
So I was just in Canada and
they don't do it there, right?
Yeah. They don't have like, this guy showed me like a picture and he literally had like 5 likes and it was like from his friend. Maybe he just had 5 likes because he wasn't a popular guy. But
I thought they were going to take away likes all over. Like, you can't even see likes.
I think you can see it, but other people can't. I forget how it works. I forget how it works, but it's fucking weird.
So if you went to his profile, you wouldn't be able to see the likes. But
it doesn't show. So it would. So when you like see somebody's picture, it would be like Brittany liked this picture, and then it doesn't say and you know like 30,000 others. It just would say like Brittany liked this picture.
Wow,
it's weird.
So, I actually can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Especially because I know a bunch of people that buy their shit.
Yeah.
Like, they buy their followers and their likes. And, like, I would, first of all, never trust that. Second of all, like, it's kind of sketchy. And I just, it's so funny to me because there's this thing you can go to called igaudit.com. It's literally igaudit.com. You can put in anyone's username, and it'll tell you the percentage that their profile followers, how many of them are real.
Damn.
And I went to some of like the biggest accounts.
Oh shit.
And it's like 23%, 25%, and all the other shit's fake.
That's weird. I would like look at somebody different after that.
Yeah.
If they're like,
yeah,
just
you,
hit
guys,
a mill,
you guys should go
like...
on there. It was really weird. It said mine was 63% real, which is weird because I've never bought followers, but also like a lot of dead accounts. Like if your account's not active, so it counts into that. But like
I see.
But most of the accounts for people that I know that definitely didn't buy followers, theirs is around like 63%, like 70%, whatever. Like no one was 100%. Like
gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Like all
but
your
yeah,
followers.
Yeah,
are active,
but then there's big accounts where I'm not gonna name names, but I went to some big accounts of some very famous people, and I typed their username in, and their followers, the real followers, 23%, 20%.
God damn. I would look at that person differently, but that's kind of person.
And then meanwhile, they're getting like these like tons, huge deals. They're buying houses,
shit.
They're buying condos, they're, you know, like, yeah, you guys should check it out, igaudit.com. It's kind of fucking crazy.
Damn, what if you went on there and like Trump, like bought all his followers? You're like, oh shit. It's like
I mean,
a Barack
I'm sure,
Obama
I'm
bottle.
Sure a lot of people are following Trump just to even, here's the thing I noticed. Actually, it's really crazy and I almost wanted to post it sometime because I don't always get the most likes, but you can always see my engagement on my video views. So if I post a video, I get like a ton of views, you know, because I have a lot of people that follow me that don't want to like my stuff usually, but they'll
just
watch.
Exactly.
So you see, like from my video views, I always get over 100,000 views in less than 24 hours.
I never thought about that.
But
it's like all those people, it's like, hey.
Because they don't want to like your picture, you don't see how many views it's getting.
Yeah, why?
I like look at my, like, for instance, I'm going to show you right now. I have this picture on my profile that I posted. It was like just a dumb quote that was like, it's cool to have feelings. Okay, right? So it got 11,000 likes, which is really bad for someone that has 2.6 million followers. But then you go to your, where is it? Your activity. Or no, not your activity. I'm sorry. You go to archive? Is that right? Archive?
Oh, is it like engagement
no.
or
it's
something?
Like, yeah, it's like it shows the engagement.
It shows like how many people like saw it?
Yes. Insights. Ready?
Yeah,
look.
Insights. Yeah,
look
yeah,
how
yeah.
many people saw that picture. It's cool to have feelings.
God damn.
300,000 people and only out of... 300,000 people, only 11,000 people liked that picture.
See,
I have like mad haters on my account.
That's
like they're just
weird.
Like, I'm gonna follow you and I'm gonna watch your shit, but fuck you.
I see what you're doing,
shout
but I'm not
to
gonna
guys.
Like it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, it's kind of funny.
That
but...
is weird because I heard that and I was like, man, who the fuck would do that? But I do that to so many people
so many
I follow.
People.
I'll be like, oh yeah, yeah, I saw that thing you posted.
Like, no, but I'm like, I'm the opposite. I actually support my friends. Mm-hmm. I will like, even if they post something dumb or if they're doing a brand deal,
yeah.
I'll like it because I get it.
The brand deal support is huge.
Yeah,
because
it's like, dude, you gotta like, they want to pay, they're trying to pay their bills through Instagram. I get it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do that? You know what I mean? So I'll go like it. It doesn't cost me anything to fucking double tap your
little
photo.
Bump.
People act like liking a picture is like currency. Like they're okay, I've already liked 200 pictures today. That's all I got left. My thumbs are tired. Like, people act like their likes are money.
Yeah.
You know
I
what
like
I mean?
To your pictures. You're driving to Vegas.
Right,
okay.
Right?
I'm not doing this. All
right. Right?
Yeah. I never really thought about that.
It's kind of fucked up.
Uh-huh.
Do you have good engagement?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Good.
I post a lot of video stuff and
that's
you know,
good. Videos
video
are
stuff,
good. People
yeah.
love videos.
But I will say like on like the come up when I was like still like growing followers and all that, like every time I post a picture or a selfie, I'd lose followers. It's like,
exactly.
It's like, wait, what? Can I not be myself? They're just like,
we hate your face, but we like your videos.
We only like you when you're stagnantly moving. We don't like this whole just one shot thing of you. So
I think it's like funny because if you come up as a comedian, like me doing comedy stuff, if I ever try to be serious, which I do a lot,
yeah,
people hate it. Yeah. You know, there's some people that are like, okay, cool, we like it. Like, the people that get it. But then there's a lot of people that are like, we followed you for laughs, dude. Stop getting all depressing on us. You know what I mean?
It's also my page.
Yeah. It's also me as a person that's not always happy. So.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, laugh. I once knew what laughter was. Okay.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Why is it getting all dark in here?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's like weird, too. People are like, that is a weird thing. It's like the entitlement of somebody to go on your page and be like, I came here because this video, and now you don't do it anymore. It's like, yeah, because it's me. I do what I want to do type shit.
What's the most fucked up thing anyone's ever said to you on social media?
I had somebody write an email to me.
An email?
Email's pretty like...
That's like they're going out of their way.
Because, yeah, my email isn't just out and about. Like,
right.
You got to like click some tabs on my like website to find like my email. So he like went there, found the email. He like had a header and he wrote like, Dear Mr. Wallace, comma... You put a comma in a hate message,
my God, he's proper punctuation to shit on you.
Yeah, and it was like this like long paragraph of like how he just thought that I could be using my platform better to spread more awareness on like beneficial topics.
He could be
topics.
Another person who retweets something controversial going on in the world but yet doesn't do anything about
it. Right, right. I was just like, what? Do you understand the content I make? I was like, why are you doing this? Like what? It wasn't like fucked up, but I was just more so like, he just like broke down like my like page and was like, you could be doing this, you could be doing that. And I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, leave me alone. It was just,
it's your dad.
Yeah. It was so weird. I was just like writing somebody a hate email. Like,
who has that kind of time?
Right. And that's exactly what I said.
You need to remember that's not even about you.
No.
That's about them.
Yeah.
And where they are in their life.
I was like, did you just give me a fucking real life Yelp review? Like, don't do that.
People do that because they're feeling so shit about themselves.
Yeah.
Or they're so upset about something in their own life that they feel like the only way they can get any kind of like, you know, footing or feel better is to fucking try to bring you down.
Yeah, they're essentially just venting.
Yes.
And they just don't have a friend to do it to. So like, I'm gonna just type it. He's not gonna see it. I have my phone. It's the first thing I see. I'm like, oh, okay. Darren, why are you writing
this? Did you respond?
No.
No. It's good. You can't respond to that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, weird stuff, but never had like any like death threats.
That's good.
Have you ever had?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
I've had people be like, kill yourself.
Yeah, shit like that.
We should stone you to death. Yeah, I've had all kinds of shit. Yeah, people are crazy.
They want to take it back in the day and be like, we should fucking time travel back to the Roman era.
They
want to
kill me in a medieval way, which is very scary.
You're like 10 points for creativity.
Not like in a like modern way, but like in a medieval way. Yeah. That's how you know I think you have hate. But it's all good. Everyone has hate.
Yeah, if it's creative, I'll be like, word, you know.
Yo, you made this hate hella creative.
Yeah. You should get hit by a Fiat on the Nevada state line. I'll be like, put some
thought
into that.
Well, you
thought
it. Yeah, that's like pretty out there.
You're getting a budget for this shit?
I love it.
Yeah, but nothing really like too crazy. I mean, that's what's nice is I don't really make too much controversial stuff to the point where I'm like,
you keep it pretty good.
Yeah.
See, that was my problem.
Yeah.
I was hella controversial, but here's the reason why. Because I just didn't see it that way. Because I knew, like, within myself that I wasn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that I wasn't racist or I wasn't this or that. And so I don't know. I just did, like, whatever I wanted because I just didn't think
of
it.
But you didn't do it from a place of hate or
no,
race.
No, and I didn't do it from a place of malice. I did it from a place of, like, funniness, good-heartedness.
Comedy,
and then people just take it the wrong way and you're like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
You know, because you never know how someone's going to take something. And in retrospect, there's a lot of fucking skits and things that I've done that I was like, oh, my God. A
couple years later.
And tweets and fucking, you know, all kinds of shit I've said and done that I'm like, I want to step on my own face, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right. I thought this was funny.
I mean, how about that, though? Like, all the people that, like, on Twitter
are
getting, like, you know, 10 years later, like, you tweeted this in 2001.
Right.
Like, it kind of sucks.
It's, like, weird. It's, like, it's, like, crazy. People just, like, dig through this stuff. They'll be like, oh, he was in my third grade class, and he cut the line to get milk in front of everybody, and he cut a Chinese man. It's like, what?
They'll find anything to cancel you.
Right. And you're like, wait, what?
It's kind of fucking crazy.
I'm a nice guy. I just donated to charity. I helped an old lady across the street last Tuesday. I'm a good guy.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. So, I've tried to, like, you know, I mean, I figure at some point somebody's going to bring up something and, you know, whatever, that's going to happen. It's just life. But, you know, I believe in change, and I believe people change, and I believe people grow, and I think that we also are, like, in this new time where people are more self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to experience both, I think. Like, because when, I'm a lot older than you, but when I was younger, it was like, you know, I watch old SNL and I watch old shit and the jokes and some of it. Like, I was watching All That. You remember that show on Nickelodeon? Like, I was watching old episodes of that. And some girl during one of the episodes goes, you know, she goes, okay, great. I'm just going to go kill myself. And, like, said that as one of the lines on the show. Yeah. And I was just
like a show for children.
Like, I was just sitting there like, that would never fly.
Right.
Like, if this was, like, a new episode, that would never fly. And there's so many things like, oh, what did he say? What movie was I watching? Oh, I think I was watching The House Bunny. Did you ever see that with Anna Faris?
Yeah.
And somebody made a joke like, you look fucking gay or something. Somebody said something that in that movie. And that was only like 2001.
Yeah.
And that movie was hugely popular and very funny. But someone said something in there. And I remember I looked at my husband and I was like, dude, can you imagine like today if this movie came out and somebody said that like, oh, what are you, gay? Or like, I'm not gay. It was something like offensive with the word gay.
Even like how stereotypical movies were just like back then. I just watched... what was this with Nick Swartzen? Malibu's Most Wanted, right? With him, Jimmy Kennedy, that. And like they had like the Indian friend on there, like play it to the T of like so just bad to the point.
Yeah.
And then like, of course, he plays a terrorist and he says bomb and shit. It's like, what? Everybody's like, yeah, that fucking works.
And we were like, this is funny.
Yeah.
And now we're like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
kind of like, whenever I see those articles about people like getting torn apart for shit that they've done like 10 years ago, I'm like, okay, first of all, look at yourself 10 years ago.
Everybody 10 years ago was in a weird...
Everybody 10 years ago was not who they are today. I mean, you're literally, all your cells replaced themselves over 7 years. Every cell in your body has replaced itself. So you're literally not the same person.
You weren't, and neither was society. Like how people acted back then was different.
Yeah, people were different. It was like, and not even that long ago. I mean, what about that movie fucking Tropic Thunder with Robert Downey Jr. in fucking blackface for the whole movie?
Yeah.
Like, what about that?
Yeah, that is weird. I literally like didn't know until like, I was like, wait, that was real? That was actually him?
And
I was like, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, that is weird. I didn't even think
it's kind of crazy, and that was not that long ago.
No,
you know, so it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how we even got into this topic, but I'm just saying, you know,
it's just like
people
an interesting
make mistakes,
world,
and
but I think people are kind of like adding more thought to the stuff like that. It's like now people get canceled, then it's like there's like a second wave of like, wait a second. Okay, yeah, no.
I love it. I know one day I go online and they're like, this person's canceled. And then the next day it's like, just kidding, we forgive them.
Yeah, just kidding. And then they announce a tour and they're like, we're going. And you're like, what? Didn't you just?
I love them.
The canceled tour. And you're like, oh.
3 tweets ago, they're like, I fucking hate that person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
But I love him. Like that, you know.
That's why you can't take anything personally.
No.
And we'll end it on that note, guys.
Hey, nothing personal.
Don't take life personally, the good stuff and the bad stuff, you know. Just try to enjoy your life and try to, you know, be as positive as you can be, because, you know, you owe it to yourself. This is, as far as we know, your one life that we have. And
it could be worse. You could get friend zoned mid hookup. So
yeah, just know that you could have a girl be hooking up with you and tell you that she misses her boyfriend.
So I hope she married that man, because that's the only excuse after that. So
are you gonna get married one day?
I hope.
Okay, you're single right now though, right? Okay, girls, go hit Trevor up. He's
marry
such
me.
A nice guy.
There's nothing on this ring finger. Change
guys,
it.
Guys, go marry Trevor. He's a nice dude. You seem like a good guy. You don't seem like an LA douchebag.
Yeah.
Go follow him. He's at Trevor Wallace on Instagram.
That's
paid $50 for that name.
$50.
Go make it worth it. And then where else? Are you on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, Trevor Wallace. You
everything
in,
Trevor Wallace.
Yeah, it's Trevor
and,
Wallace.
And TikTok Trevor Wallace.
TikTok Trevor Wallace. And I also have a podcast out right now. It's called Stiff Socks.
Stiff Socks.
It's not what it sounds like.
About jerking off into
it's
socks.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's just good times. It's very bro humor. So
my husband just told me a story about that really quick the other day. He was like, you know, he's like, when I was younger, I don't even know how it came up. He was saying that his mom, because he would always jerk off in his socks and just like throw them on the floor and they would get all hard and crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
And his mom was like this sweet woman from Athens, Greece, and she had like an accent, and she would like pick up his socks and be like, Tom, why are these socks so hard?
You sweat a lot.
And he would be like, I don't know. And she'd be like, okay. Like, she like had no idea.
Oh,
and it was just so embarrassing. Do you ever have that happen to you?
No.
Do you ever get caught jerking off?
I never did.
Your parents never walked in on you when you were jerking off?
They found, I remember because when, this is before like you could have iPhones or anything. Yeah, I think I used to print pictures off the internet.
Stop.
Yeah. And then I'd hide them in a magazine. And then I remember one time my dad like just picked up one of my magazines to be like, oh, what? Because I was really into paintballing. That like, extreme sport.
What kind of pictures would you print out? Just like naked chicks?
Yeah. And then I think I would just like hide them in a magazine. And then I think my dad one time was like, I wonder what Trevor's reading. And this opens and it's just titties. And my dad's like, God damn it.
Oh my God. It's all the Thomas the Train book. You're like, just fucking tits everywhere. Yeah.
In my mom's cookbook. Oh, she's like, no. I'm obviously going
to
see this.
I'm trying to make a tuna casserole. Jesus Christ. Speaking of tuna.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
So you never got walked in on jerking off, you know?
I think my dad walked in on me when I was humping a pillow once because I heard the door open and then I turned around and saw it shutting and I was like, oh God, that's embarrassing. Yeah.
Practicing for the rugby team, Dad.
Sorry, Dad, I was just rustling my pillow pretending it was an intruder.
Yeah, in case I need to save the family one day.
Yeah, weird. Anyway, super uncomfortable. We'll end on that note.
Hey, go hump a pillow.
Leave a comment if you've ever humped your pillow. It's pretty rad. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe this podcast. If you're on YouTube watching this, thank you so much. Hey, if you're not, make sure to go check out the visual version on YouTube. And for those of you that are listening, I appreciate and love all of you. And I read all of your comments and feedback on iTunes, the good and the bad. So go ahead onto iTunes and look up Worst Firsts and leave me feedback. I will read it, even if it hurts my feelings. And I love you all. And we'll see you next week with Worst Firsts.
Boom. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Yay!
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.